This is Chatterbox, the Norwich talking newspaper, and this is edition number 1987, recorded on Thursday, the 30th of November, 2017. Call us on 01603 765 365. That's 765 365 with your news, views, and comments. We always enjoy hearing from our listeners. At the end of this week's Chatterbox, you will find the winter edition of Norwich Citizen. This part of Chatterbox is read by me, Sarah Lomax, and
Rupert Hipwell.
This week, we welcome new listener John Last of Long Stratton. Hello, and welcome to Chatterbox. We very much hope you enjoy listening to the talking news from Norwich. On this part of Chatterbox, we will have news from the city, as well as the letters column and a feature about the crime writer who created George Gently. By the time you receive this recording of Chatterbox, December will be a couple of days old, so not surprisingly, Christmas will be featured more and more in the forthcoming weeks. Here is the first batch of stories, all with a Christmas theme.
YMC Norfolk is inviting supporters to help provide a special Christmas for young people and single-parent families in its care this Christmas. The Christian charity's Big Give hashtag Christmas Challenge 17 appeal will help young residents experience a special Christmas day, with lunch for up to 240 people and a small personal gift for each of them. Marketing manager Susie Knights said, "Every night of the year, YMCA Norfolk provides a safe place for 240 young people to sleep. You can help us make Christmas special for them this year by helping us raise £5,000 for Christmas dinners and gifts, plus £11,000 to provide counselling and support throughout the year."
Eaton Park in Norwich will be transformed into a sea of red jackets and white beards for a Santa fun run. East Anglia's Children's Hospice, known as EACH, will host the 2 kilometre run, which can be jogged or walked if participants prefer. Emma Benstead, EACH fundraising assistant, said, "We're delighted to be getting people in the Christmas spirit by hosting this fundraiser at the beautiful Eaton Park. Please come along and join in the run. All money raised at the Santa Run will help us continue caring for the 128 children and young people with life-threatening conditions in Norfolk who currently use our service, as well as the 219 family members. The run will take place at 11 a.m. on Sunday, December the 10th. Tickets are priced at £15 for adults, which includes a Santa suit and medal, and £8 for children, which includes a Santa hat or antlers, as well as a medal and a goodie bag."
The Friends of Jubilee Park Community Group are hosting a Christmas event in the park. The main purpose of the event is to bring the community together for a day of bulb planting, which should greatly improve the appearance of the park come spring. However, the event is also intended to offer a day of family fun, with sports activities, Christmas crafts, and a tombola raffle in store for visitors. There will also be refreshments available and an appearance from a very special festive visitor. The event is free and will take place at the Community Centre in Jubilee Park, Lakenham, Norwich, from 1 p.m. until 3:30 p.m. on Saturday, December the 9th.
The St Martin's Housing Trust, which helps homeless people in Norfolk, has launched its annual Christmas appeal. The Dean of Norwich, the Very Reverend Jane Hedges, joined volunteer collectors from the charity at the Tesco Harford Bridges store to kick off the collecting. A team of volunteers will take to the city's streets during December to help raise vital funds for local homeless people and those at risk of homelessness. The Dean was delighted to be the patron for this year's fundraising appeal for St Martin's. She said, "So many local charitable enterprises, including St Martin's, have been given life by Norwich Cathedral over the centuries. I am delighted that the link between us lives on. Facilities for an extra 7 rough sleepers has been built at St Martin's Hostel in Bishopbridge House in Norwich. The hostel can accommodate up to 37 people who might otherwise be sleeping rough in the city this winter. It is hoped this appeal will be a final push to raise the remaining amount for the project, meaning that the entire cost will have been funded by the people of Norfolk. Over the Christmas period last year, record numbers of rough sleepers were recorded in Norwich, with over 30 on many nights.
Father Christmas was joined by characters from Alice's Adventures in Wonderland as he paraded through Norwich city centre. Hundreds of people gathered outside the forum to watch Santa make his way to his grotto at the Gerald store. To help warm up the crowds prior to his arrival, children from Stagecoach Theatre Arts danced to festive songs while dressed as rabbits. Meanwhile, youngsters from the Anglia Academy arrived dressed as inflatable dolls. The Mad Hatter, Alice and the White Rabbit led the parade through the Norwich Tunnel of Light before heading towards Gerald. Santa followed in his sleigh, along with his elves. Carol Slaughter, Gerald's marketing manager, said, "It's lovely to see so many people this year supporting us. We do this every year because it marks the start of our Christmas, and we think it's great that Father Christmas can arrive in traditional style."